This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, March 24th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, of course, is Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that the alliance is probably going to bolster its forces along its eastern flank, deploying 4 new battle groups in Bulgaria, Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania. Since the Kremlin invaded Ukraine on February 24th, NATO has called up about 140,000 troops and mobilized what's described as a colossal war chest of advanced weapons. United States, of course, providing the bulk of those soldiers, about 100,000 troops in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, Russia has announced it's only going to accept payment for its gas exports in rubles. That would be gas exports to unfriendly countries. President Vladimir Putin made this announcement at a meeting of his government on Wednesday, explaining that Russia plans to abandon all unfriendly or compromised currencies in payment settlements, adding that illegitimate decisions by a number of Western countries to freeze Russia's assets has destroyed all confidence in their currencies. Putin's giving his central bank and the government 1 week to determine the best procedure for selling in rubles. Again, Western Europe getting about half of its natural gas from Russia at this point. Topic number 4, Israel and the Gulf. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi Mohammed bin Zayed on Tuesday at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. That's a resort on the Red Sea. The meeting took place as the so-called Iran nuclear deal between Iran and Western powers is nearing completion, both Iran, or rather Israel, and the UAE expressing dissatisfaction with American concessions in these negotiations. They've opposed the U.S. move toward removing the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps from its foreign terrorist organizations list. Abu Dhabi's Crown Prince and Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, don't confuse MBZ with MBS, both of the Crown Princes refused to take calls from President Joe Biden a couple of weeks back, who wanted to discuss energy issues related to the sanctions against Russia. Saudi Arabia and the UAE have both been targeted by Iran-backed Houthi rebels based in Yemen in recent months, and they were disappointed with the U.S. response, which they believe was too restrained. And the U.S. has also removed the Houthis from its list of foreign terrorist organizations. Topic number 3, Judge Jackson. I'm not sure what you could even say about this. Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson was asked during questioning Tuesday by Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn to define the word woman. Watch this.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
The irony here is that Joe Biden had to pick a woman, but he had to pick one who could pretend not to know what one was. This is the world in which we live today. Beyond the fact that Judge Jackson just signaled to the rest of the world that she cares more about politics than the law, or basic fact, since even non-biologists can explain that people with 2 X chromosomes are female, and people with an X and a Y are male, and that a woman is an adult female, again, you don't need to be an accredited biologist to make that simple statement of fact. Now, it's true that the 10% of America that's been deluded into believing that gender is just a state of mind would have gone bananas if she had said so. And of course, they are the loudest ones in the room. But even for them, dodging this question is the wrong answer. And given that the Supreme Court may be called upon to rule on cases based on Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, no discrimination on the basis of race, color, national origin, or sex, or Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, which protects people from discrimination based on sex in education programs, one wonders if Judge Jackson is telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, to the senators on the Judiciary Committee that she can't define what a woman is, how can she be expected to adjudicate cases based on the Civil Rights Act or Title IX of the Education Amendments? What can you say? Topic number 2, the metaverse. One of the world's most prominent architectural firms has shared plans to develop a utopian world in the metaverse, digital space. This futuristic urban metaverse designed, it's called Liberland, shared by the architectural firm ZHA, features curved buildings, a city hall, collaborative working spaces, shops, business incubators, all throughout the virtual platform. But perhaps most notably, the architecture firm's digital community will focus on the self-governing ideals of Liberland, which is a tiny micronation founded in 2015 by a Czech politician on a 2.7 square mile parcel of unclaimed land on the west bank of the Danube River. Now, Liberland isn't recognized as an actual thing by any other government on planet Earth, and it's not likely that it would be recognized as civilization as we know it by any rational person once people figure out how to access the metaverse version of Liberland. And this utopian idea that people in the metaverse will behave themselves like civilized human beings. I think, in fact, the metaverse in general, and Liberland no different, will become like a virtual Babylon as soon as people figure out how to get in there. I mean, for, I think, a glimpse of how people behave when they think there are no consequences for their actions. Just watch the HBO series Westworld, or go back to the pilot episode of the science fiction series Caprica, which is about 10, 12 years old now, but don't watch them with children in the room, because it depicts what people are like when they think they can do anything without consequences. Of course, they could put a stop to that if the people who are running this virtual utopia start policing the actions of the people there, but of course that runs counter to the principles and premise of Liberland. We're not going to achieve this type of utopia until Jesus Christ returns. Coming up, another example of the dystopian future that awaits in Woketopia, otherwise known as Los Angeles. That's next on 5 and 10.
The world is plunging towards chaos as the return of our Savior draws nigh. Skywatch TV is proud to present the coming Rapture exclusive offer. When you order Terry James and Pete Garcia's new book, The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Jonathan Brentner's hope-filled book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, which will invigorate you with a sense of peace and victory amid the chaos that surrounds us. And you'll receive the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgment, where Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner team up to disclose what the Bible actually has to say about the judgments of Revelations and the imminency of the rapture. While hundreds of biblical experts point out the ever-increasing ways that individual freedoms are becoming perpetually threatened, global elites aggressively strive towards a one-world government and universal financial currency, and all accounts appear to be setting the end-time stage for fulfillment of God's prophetic word. The Disappearing, Future Events That Will Rock the World, chronicles what events are set in motion now that are driving the prophetic final act of human history, and will bring to you God's prophetic timeline in detail from this present moment. Vivid depictions of unfolding events immediately following the rapture and beyond, through planet Earth's judgment and ultimate restoration. A dramatic, eye-opening presentation of the rapture itself and what happens to children in the mysterious disappearance. Also, the new book, The Triumph of the Redeemed, is a must-have manual of hope and strength in the end times. Join Jonathan Brentner as he helps you to grasp the eternal perspective during life's painful circumstances. In this vital resource, you will develop a firm foundation regarding the return of Jesus and in other areas, such as our reception of immortal and imperishable bodies, our participation in a jubilant celebration followed by a wedding feast, our return to earth and thousand-year reign with Jesus, and our life in paradise, dwelling in the New Jerusalem and exploring the new earth. But that's not all. This incredible offer also includes the never-before-released DVD, The Coming Judgments, where Terry James and Pete Garcia delve into great detail on the seal, trumpet, and bowl judgments listed in the book of Revelation. This exclusive DVD also features Jonathan Brentner's presentation entitled Hope in the Rapture. You'll be shocked when you find out why the Thessalonians were grief-stricken regarding the rapture upon receiving the Apostle Paul's first letter, and how you can be be free from this very same trap, all included in the brand new DVD, The Coming Judgments. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $65. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So while the world continues to storm, grab hold of the eternal perspective and be ready for the return of the King. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Coming Rapture exclusive offer. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, life in L.A. Crime is so rampant in the City of Angels, what Los Angeles means, is creating a huge demand for safe rooms inside homes. A place where you can go and hide and wait for the police to arrive, safe from gunfire. The Hollywood Reporter just ran a story on this, and things are not looking good for Los Angeles. Wealthy homeowners looking to install panic rooms, steel-encased versions of a place where you can hide until the cops get there, run up to $1 million to build. One project in Malibu found that the person didn't just want a safe room, they wanted an escape from the safe room. They built a secret tunnel leading from the safe room out to the beach. This is interesting. In this story, some houses selling, and I'm quoting from the story now, selling for as low as $4 million or $5 million are being kitted out, particularly spec homes. Now, just can I just say that the fact that they would put the phrase "as low as" in front of $4 million makes me really glad, just on that basis alone, that we don't live in Los Angeles. But that's life in California. Some panic room owners, not waiting for police to arrive, taking matters into their own hands. One builder says that he found as much artillery inside one of these steel safe rooms. He described it as probably more there than probably one of the bunkers of the U.S. Army. Packs of food that wouldn't go bad for 2 years, television, microwave, small bathroom. I mean, it was like a self-sufficient studio apartment ready to take on the zombie apocalypse, end quote. If you have to put one of those into your home to live where you want to live, Los Angeles, maybe you need to rethink why you want to live there. That's why real estate here in the Ozarks is really hot right now, as people are realizing that's no way to live. Well, SkyWatch TV, looking forward to educating you about the looming zombie apocalypse or any other future that, I use that term lightheartedly, but given that demons are essentially the evil dead, zombies, technically speaking, have always been with us. Anyway, just one aspect of the prophesied future that you may hear about during our upcoming virtual conference. I'm probably going to talk about that during my talk. The unveiling, which is the technical definition of the word revelation, the title of our virtual conference, which launches on the web on Friday, May 13th, 12:01 a.m. Central Time here in the U.S. on May 13th, and all presentations, more than two dozen from cutting-edge world-class speakers, available for 90 days. Watch in any order you like. Watch as often as you like for 90 days. We've got a complete list of the speakers and a place to register now online at defenderconference.com. Just scan the QR code on your screen as well. Take advantage of the early bird discount. Price goes up $10 on April 16th. Throw $10 early bird discount through April 15th online at defenderconference.com. During the month of March, our gift to you for your gift to us of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the new book by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. Very timely, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism. He goes into the spiritual forces behind Marxism, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and cosmic rulers over this present darkness. Yes, it's very relevant, and we will send it to you as our thank you for your donation of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or visit the SkyWatch TV store online, skywatchtvstore.com, or call toll-free 844-750-4985. And thank you. Sharon and I, eager to get to Turkey this fall, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, SkyWatch TV Tour of Turkey, as we will be in that land between October 18th and November 3rd, visiting sites both of historical significance and prophetic significance. Joining us is Doug Hershey, the author of the best-selling book, Israel Rising, the new book, Jerusalem Rising, He's the founder of Ezra Adventures, the tour company that's putting this together for us. We'll see the sites of the Churches of Revelation. Göbekli Tepe, described as the world's oldest religious center, Abraham's hometown of Haran, and much, much more. The complete itinerary is posted online at skywatchinturkey.com. You can also get there by scanning the QR code on your screen and reserve your place, because we're going to keep this to a small tour, so it's kind of an intimate gathering, two dozen or less, and we'll be, of course, teaching all along the way. Don't miss this. Some just eye-popping sights here. Mount Nimrut, the giant idols, stone idols of Mount Nimrut, the underground city of Derinkuyu, which features a second-century church dug into the earth in the shape of a cross. Skywatchinturkey.com. Israel, some very exciting archaeological news about Israel coming out as you're watching this today. I'm embargoed from talking about it until later, but you'll hear more about it. Our friend Dr. Scott Stripling involved in this. It's connected to Joshua's Altar, one of the sites that we'll see on our tour of Israel next spring. We'll be there March 19th through 30th of 2023, alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, and Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. Joshua's Altar, Shiloh, Beth-El, Gilgal, Rephaim, and of course the sites you want to see, Nazareth, Capernaum, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, and of course Jerusalem itself. That and much, much more. We've got a breakdown of the itinerary and costs at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking about end times prophecy. Experts Terry James, Pete Garcia, and Jonathan Brentner joined Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. That's just one of the over-the-air programs that you get from Skywatch TV now. The others include Simply His, a women's show hosted by Allie Henson, Donna Howell, Catherine Horn, and Anita Horn, Return to Eden with Allie Henson, and, of course, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries. Don't miss any of those programs. You'll find our schedule for the over-the-air broadcast at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can find them all right now on Roku or Apple TV. Just get the Skywatch TV app and add it to Apple TV or Roku, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. That way, anywhere you got connection to the internet, you've got Skywatch TV, which is not just our video programming, but important news the mainstream media would prefer you to miss, and a calendar of our upcoming events as well. All of that right in your hand, whether it's an iOS or Android device or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have links to the app stores for all of those devices at skywatchtv.com, or scan the QR code on your screen. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.